Blog Talk Radio.
Great.
Welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Queen Vi's Reality Talk. I am your host, Queen Vi, alongside my co-host, Mr. Hakim Nuva.
Hey, peace, Queen.
And how are you today?
I am doing good. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling festive and excited about tonight. How you doing?
I'm doing good. 3-year anniversary show. It doesn't seem like it's been 3 years, but I love it. So today we're just going to be celebrating 3-year anniversary show. Mr. Hakim Nuva will be interviewing me today about the journey to get here, and some talks with some other things. Oh, God. It's all in Hakim's world. In his hands. Y'all know what I'm about to say. I don't know. I might be just a tad bit nervous. What do you think? But I'm ready. I know I'm already booted and suited. Always. I'm already trained to go. Always.
Nah, we're not going to make you take your driver's test, parking part of the exam over again. It ain't that kind of stress. Nah, we're just going to have a conversation about how was your journey and your want to get into the mind of Queen Vi about past, present, and future for this network and these two shows and some of the things that you would like to see happen moving forward and, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Dorothy. We can do that. Looking forward to that conversation.
Yeah. Well, when you're ready, we'll get started and make this conversation as painless as possible.
I'm ready.
You sound tense like you about to get a pap smear. What?
I'm ready. I'm definitely ready. Time flew. I can say honestly, time flew. Things happened really fast. I'm excited to work. What's to come.
Cool. Well, let's start there. Let's work our way backwards instead of going from what did you used to think, what you think now, and let's talk about the future first.
Okay.
What would you like to see to happen for this network, for this show? What are some of the things that you have on your bucket list? Some future goals maybe for this show?
I would like to first expand the network, get some strong people to come aboard and have their own show on the network.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we can have, you know, people that talk about different things. You know, our show is great. I love what we do. But, you know, I also like to, you know, kind of see what other people think and feel and what their experiences are. So I wouldn't mind a few people coming to have their own show to host. I wouldn't mind getting some more people to send in music so we can
mm-hmm.
have some, you know, music playing on some days. Some people up and coming, some people already established, just, you know, pick a time slot for a show where, you know, every day something, you know, some music could be, you know, heard.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause you never know who's listening. And also those people who are do send in their music and also can be a guest on the show.
Yeah.
So some people that have different areas of expertise in certain subjects, I would love for them to come aboard and join the network and kind of collaborate and work together. That's one of the things. The other things I would love to try to fit in my schedule and schedule some time for some live videos, whether they're in person, you know, for the YouTube channel, whether they're for in person, whether they are on FaceTime, you know, just some back and forth dialogue, some interviews and kind of getting to know people. And have some genuine conversations about some things where it's not necessarily on the YouTube channel, just me, you know, doing a 5-10 minute video on a subject or answering a question, but actually pick a topic and kind of go back and forth with some people where they can come and join their input in.
Yeah.
And so those two are for the show are big goals for me. And I won't mind squeezing in a little shopping segment as well, you know, with the paparazzi jewelry or the peer romance kind of tying into a small sex education show. Because as an entrepreneur, you want to try to, in some ways, bind the different things you have going on together, you know, so it can kind of work together so you're not so far, you know, spread between different things. You know how we talk about, you know, you can't be a daycare provider and on your page or you're doing it talking about purpose. You need to find some things that work together.
Mm-hmm.
Like stand by themselves mm-hmm. and also collab together. So
mm-hmm. That's awesome.
So that's what I'm going.
Awesome.
That's what I'm working for 2020.
Now, how important is having, you know, we're in a world now where everyone has a podcast or everyone has an online radio show. They're like literally falling out of the sky. How important do you think it is for folks to get into podcasts and get into online radio? How in terms of the culture, you know, because, you know, as you know, America is a melting pot of many cultures. So how important is it for someone to jump into the arena of podcasting or online radio show hosting?
I think it's very important just for the simple fact is you have to find different ways to reach your audience. You know, everybody is not searching on Facebook. You can promote on Facebook, but you won't be able to reach everybody that you want to reach. And then we have to also realize
when you're into podcasting, your material is always going to be there. So if somebody decides to look up Queen Vibes Reality Talk 5 years from now, and they're going to be able to pull some episodes. Also, you can find those platforms to reach other people. Like, we've had plenty of people that just were strolling on Blog Talk and saw a live show and jumped on, enjoyed it, and come back and listen all the time. So, but I think having that platform to be able to speak your mind, express yourself, and engage with people that you know and don't know is an amazing thing, because you never know what you're talking about, how can it help, you know, someone else, or enlighten someone else, or gain someone else's interest for them to be able to overcome some things, or, you know, decide to get into some things that they may have thought about and never really pursued it. Or just somebody that felt alone, and then they, you know, call onto the show or see a flyer and see we're talking about stuff that we talk about, the real serious topics. But it's always great to have that platform, you know.
That is exactly why I love doing the show with you, because we share the same philosophy, and you know, you get it. You know, this is another medium for people to either stand up on the soapbox, you know, or to spread the word about their good news, or talk about the bad news, because it's not covered by the normal news channels. And let's face it, there's a lot of people who don't watch the news. So some folks will create a podcast or something like that just to inform others. And I think we do a little bit of all of that here. And that's why, you know, I really enjoy doing the show. Now let's go back a bit.
Mm-hmm.
What made you want to do the show in the first place?
I just felt like, well, first of all, I'm a person that can talk about any and everything. And I'm also curious about a lot of things, and I'm the type of person that, if I'm curious about it, I want to figure it out. I want to learn about it. And I also felt like today's world is a lot of things that need to be talked about that aren't talked about. You know, I felt like I needed to be one of those voices for the people who don't have a voice, don't know how to use their voice, or don't have that guidance, you know, someone talking common sense to them. You know, well, I mean, because it's not easy for us to come do what we do, because, like I said, we talk about, we don't touch a lot of topics that people aren't talking about. We don't call some people out, you know. we don't have to read some people, shame some people, and we're not sugarcoating anything. You know, sometimes you tune into something and people are telling people what they want to hear. I see it a lot with some people with their podcasts and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I tell people what they need to hear, not what they want to hear. And I think that's important, because the more you tell people what they need to hear, then they'll get it together and get in the habit of telling people what they need to hear, what they want to hear. You know, it's all about empowering, educating, you know, uniting, making sure our people have knowledge of self and obtaining the knowledge that they need to be able to make the changes that need to be changed in the world. And so I always got something
awesome
to say, so I'm not seeing it on Blog Talk. Always got something to say. So why not come and say it on the radio where it can be played over and over and over again? Yeah.
Okay. Exactly. And now, as we went from Therapy Thursday. That was the original show. Am I correct? Because I'm getting old now, so. Now, what made you want to expand to Talk Tuesday?
First of all, I felt like we were doing 2 hours, and it just seemed like it went by so fast, and we had left so many things uncovered. It was like when the show was over, I still felt like we had more to say, and we couldn't just fit it in once a week. And then, you know, we kind of balanced it out where, you know, both shows have different topics we cover. So instead of us just having our topics that we talk about on Thursday, which Therapy Thursday is all about, you know, getting things out, getting that advice, having those conversations that a lot of people don't want to have, whether anything about sex, life, and relationships, the mental, the physical health, relationships, like anything that goes on in our life or and then we in the world. And then that Talk Tuesday was more of a platform so we can introduce others that may not have a good, strong fan base or is trying to get out there for any type of exposure or to kind of learn about other entrepreneurs or, you know, small business owners, musicians. So Talk Tuesday was more of a, you know, let's have a conversation about you, you know, personally, what you do, what makes you you, what's your craft, and kind of, you know, get others to know about others. So we wanted to kind of, you know, have that balance on the show where people know what to expect on Talk Tuesday, people know what to expect on Therapy Thursdays. That's all.
Now, that's awesome. Now, you mentioned sex, life, and relationships, which is the cornerstone to, at least I consider it the cornerstone to what Therapy Thursday is all about. How important, why did you choose those three things? Because we, you know, because at the time you could have chose to cover anything, but why, what made you choose those over everything else?
First of all, sex is very taboo. Some people don't want to talk about it. People don't want to admit how important it is. It may not be the most important thing in a relationship, but it is important. I wanted people to be able to understand that it's okay to be educated and to explore different things, as long as you do it, you know, respectfully and safely. I chose relationships because when people hear relationships, they just think about, you know, mate-wise. They don't understand it also applies to parents and children, siblings, you know, the employees, employers, your coworkers, your neighbors, any type of relationships you build from the time you're born to the time you pass. Or, you know, people that you interact with throughout life. And then I chose life because life happens. There's nothing you can do about it. We have different situations that come about. We have issues in the world. We have, you know, things that we prepare for, things that we don't prepare for. Like, life is going to happen whether we like it or not. And when certain things come about, we need to talk about it. Some people don't have the understanding of things that's going on in the world. So I think it's our job, you know, with the platform to bring it to life, to have that conversation, that difficult conversation, that health, you know, those health conversations, especially talking about the mental part, the emotional part of it. A lot of people was always focused on the physical, where you could be 100% right in the physical part, but if you're not emotionally, you know, stable, you know, and mentally stable, that everything else is going to crumble eventually. You know, we talk about the finances. We talk about everything that needs to be covered. So I felt like if we had a show that we can break those things down into the more smaller parts and then gradually build up to the bigger parts, because it's different parts to every subject. You know,
exactly.
Like when we have our show, you know, like when we have our show on relationships and we break down the different parts that make the relationships and the different things you're supposed to do and what leads up to a relationship. So we kind of break down a lot of things and make one subject into little categories to kind of cover so people can get a better understanding. I think you do a great job at that.
That we do. We most certainly do. And, you know, that's why I ask, because I get that question a lot. Why do you guys talk about sex life and relationships? Why not talk about X, Y, and Z? And, you know, and I give my interpretation because, and I'm speaking from my behalf, but I wanted the people to hear it straight from the Queen's mouth, because it's important to understand, especially the people who support a product or a show or any endeavor. It's good for you to understand why a person is doing a thing, because you could then, I've learned a long time ago, most movements are successful when people understand why the movement is happening in the first place.
Absolutely.
So, all right, let's talk about the shows real quick.
Okay.
I know this is hard. It's like I'm asking you to pick your favorite baby, your favorite child. But give
okay.
me your favorite three shows.
My favorite three shows. You're right. It's like asking to choose three of my favorite kids. So I can't win with this answer. First I want to talk about Jennifer Fouché. That was my favorite show because, you know, I seen her at a play. To amazing actress and singer, and I got to meet her afterwards. And her energy and her vibes was everything. And when I say she wasn't like, don't get me wrong, she a diva and I love her, but she didn't have that, you know, better than everybody attitude. I mean, she waited until the very last person she seen, shook their hand, greeted them, answered their questions, and autographed something for them. Very last person. She had to be out there for an hour, and everybody else, they was out. When they was ready to go, they was out. And then we kind of linked after that. She, you know, had me send her friend requests on social media, which, you know, certain people, oh, send me a friend request, but they never respond, or you never end up doing it. And she like, no, send it right now. And she accepted it right then and there to make sure we was able to link. She's always been supportive. She always, you know, kind of check up on everything. And when I decided to do this show and I told her about it, she was in the middle of production. And she actually took a break, you know, so she can come on and do the show. You know, stop rehearsal, everything. So it was good for me to be able to talk to her, you know, me seeing what she can do already and then her coming on and seeing what I can do. Another show of mine. Now, when it comes to this show, I can't pick just one because when, you know, because when Putting in Work come on, it's always a great show. Always.
Yeah.
So I can't pick just one of the times they were a guest and just say that show. But it's No Filter, just like us. They have fun. They show up. They people come along too, and everybody talks. You know, we laugh, we joke around, but we also, you know, talk about what we're on here for and everything they stand for. It makes sense. You know? So that's why they're always welcome back, because they're out there doing what they're supposed to be doing, but they also taking care of business. It's not like it's one-sided. They understand you have a grind and passion, and in order to make some dreams come true, you got to have the funds. You got to get out there and work and still be able to take care of your, you know, your family. So, and they keep everybody in their group in check. You slip and they're going to tell you about it. You got to get it together. So I love that about them. Oh, my third show. My third show, again, it will be a type of show, my Q&A sessions, because you never know what you're going to get. I love the Q&A sessions because they keep me on my toes. They keep me on my toes. And we can cover so many different subjects within, you know, that show, because we get questions about everything, and I love it. And that was like one of the greatest decisions we ever decided to do when it comes to the show, is the Q&A session, because it gets people to ask you that might not necessarily come up in the topic, which we do tell you guys, if you have a topic that you want to talk about, let us know, you know, we're open to it. But these shows give us the opportunity to answer questions that people may have had, that even if we had a show about it, we didn't get to cover it, or even some things that may just be, you know, a question that's not a broad enough topic to have a whole show about. So I love it. Keep the questions coming. We got some good job with the questions. I got the right fan base. I love the fan base. This show has amazing fan base. We have some loyal listeners, and I love the interaction. I love the interaction that they have, whether it's on the social media pages. They're sharing the stuff. They're engaging on the social media pages. They writing in with the questions. Like, they don't miss a beat.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate them for it.
I absolutely agree. I'm going to give my three. We're going to go back now. Well, first and foremost, I have to give shout outs to the very first episode, which was entitled "Unhealthy Relationships: Fix It or Ditch It." Remember that? And that episode aired on January 17th, 2017. And it was important. It's important to me for a number of reasons. One, I got to listen to you for the very first time get into podcasting, online radio, broadcasting, whatever you want to call it. And I just was working behind the scenes, of course, at the time. You know, I wasn't a live entity on the show, but I just sitting back listening to you. You're nervous, but you owned it. You did your thing. You put the information out there. You spoke from the heart, and you were helping people get through what they needed to get through. But I have two more reasons why I love that show. One is still timely. And out of all the shows that we have, you know, the thousands and thousands of hours of content, that is still the most replayed show. That is your highest ranked show. I don't know if you're aware of this or not.
No, see, Hakim knows all the numbers. He knows everything about the behind the scenes. I don't know if you guys remember the ones who started with me from the beginning. Hakim was just supportive. Hakim used to just come on and listen to the shows every now and then. He'll, you know, come on and say something and ask a question or join in. And then one day I just was like, right live on the air, I was like, Hakim don't know this, but he's the official host. I'm kidnapping him for the rest of the show, and he'll be here every show now. Like, I just kidnapped. I didn't ask him. I told him. And he showed up every time afterwards. I mean, he was on, you know, supporting anyway, adding the input in and just the energy and the vibe. And, you know, he's very educated. And he knows what he's talking about with things. So I was like, he's not going to tell me. Don't tell Queen Vano. He might tell me, sit down, you're doing too much. Or what you're doing up, you're supposed to be asleep. But he don't tell me no. So I got him. We're still here rocking 3 years later, and I'm thankful for Hakim. Hakim does the behind the scenes, the promotions, the flyers. He say, what's the show going to be about? I tell him, he make it happen. And that's it. I just show up when it's time to do the show. Hakim does all the behind the scenes. And what I love about it is it's not scripted. It's not rehearsed. It's like, this is what we're going to talk about. And then we just get up here and just do it. So we don't even know what the other person's going to say. The questions, I have no idea what they're going to be until he reads it. And I like it like that, because everything is more, you know, genuine, is raw responses and feelings about the questions, and that's just it. So, back to you, Hakim. Yep. Your third one?
My third one, of course, is, my second one is, I'm rocking with you on all the rest of them. I love every show, but my very second favorite show is anything that we did with Put Network Entertainment. And third is our question and answer sessions. I look forward to those, because I don't know what the hell may come out of my mouth, and I don't know what the hell these weirdos are going to ask me today. You know, we may get a question about business sometimes. We may get a question about relationships, or we may get a question about different ways to do double penetration. It could be anything. And that's the fun of this show, because we get to be spontaneous. We get to just be ourselves. We ain't got front, you know. Well, it appears we have a caller, so I'm going to take a break from my interview with you, and let's bring in this caller.
Okie dokie.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, let me hear that voice again.
Happy anniversary.
Is this Ms. Bliss?
It is Ms. Bliss.
You beat me to it, because I was about to inbox you and say, call up. You know, you know.
I got a lot going on.
Yeah. Well, it's good to hear from you. Remember, we miss you.
It's my paparazzi.
I'll be back. I'm just trying to get everything together.
Mm-hmm.
I will be back. I love the show. Y'all know I love it. I love running my mouth.
hey, don't we all? Yep.
And well, that's good
to hear you.
I can't believe it's been 3 years, though. That's crazy. Why? Oh, fly.
Mm-hmm.
It does. Well, you know, they say time for having fun. And this show has, this is one of the things that I never see myself not doing. This right here is, I'm going to be like Dr. Ruth. I'm telling y'all, I'm going to be still being here running my mouth. Still up here running my mouth, talking about stuff, saying FBI presidents and everything else. Like,
mm. 30 years from now, we still going to be telling people why, telling dudes it's okay to eat butt. I get it. I understand. I get it.
Yeah.
It's
all good.
Well,
what have to look forward to coming up in this next year?
Mm-hmm.
Expanding the network, getting people to come on and have their own show, connecting with more entrepreneurs, doing some more live videos, maybe some events, throwing some events in there. Been putting it off, but I do want to do a calendar. But that it won't, clearly it won't launch to January next year, but you know, I want to put in the work to now. But yeah,
you said a calendar?
Yes.
Do I gotta wear a Speedo or a thong or something? What kind of calendars we talk about?
I cannot.
I gotta wear pasties? Wait a minute now, I ain't get the memo.
You say pasties though?
I cover up the meaty man boobs. What the hell going on here?
I'm working out the details, but I want it, and I have a few people in mind that I wouldn't mind coming to be a part of it. Just so y'all know, I got July. Nobody, I'm not saying my July, y'all.
Okay.
That's crazy! Wow.
Well, so we might have to put out a press release. So
wow.
Just let me know what day the big Husky brothers get the months is available for us. We want some love.
No,
too.
You should do a what do you call it? A zodiac sign calendar.
Oh, shucks.
That way I could fit in there somewhere.
Y'all, she just want my July. She want my July. That's all. I got
you
twin sister. She can't even get on my July. She can't even get on my July. She's my twin. So.
Well, one of the things I definitely wanted to do at some point, and I hopefully sooner than later, is to interview both of you ladies about paparazzi. You know, we just dedicate an hour to, you know, having a conversation about it. So that's on my to-do list for the
Okey-dokey.
Future. Yeah. Well, Ms. Bliss, what was your favorite show that you can remember?
The favorite
I hate to put you on the
show.
Spot.
I remember one time we got real intense. I don't remember. Oh God! All of them. Every show that we were on together was definitely my favorite.
Okay.
But
we did have a show about you know, co-parenting and stuff. I know you chimed in, and you know that's big for
that
you
one.
To do it. Yes.
Oh
see?
Yeah.
Uh-huh,
yep.
Because co-parenting is hard when everybody don't have it together to co-parent properly or the communication isn't there. But I know, I remember that show because you was like, listen, these
Yeah, I was feeling
that. I remember
that
show.
Oh, my God. I just thought about that. Yeah, that was a heated one, too.
I was
that
thinking
was,
to myself,
that was a,
good
that
thing
was
that this podcast, so we don't have to bleep nothing out.
Right.
I remember that one. Well,
yeah, I do. You just reminded me of that show. Oh my God.
Well, we definitely miss you. We definitely appreciate you calling in and showing love, and we hope to have you back on the broadcast team soon, and we can we can raise some hell on some of these topics together.
Most definitely.
Yes, because it's a lot coming.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so I'm going to let y'all
okay.
go now. Good night. I'll still be listening in, though.
All okay. Right. Thanks again. All right. She beat me to it because I sure enough was going to inbox. I was like, hey, call in.
Because I know for a while, probably about a couple of months straight, she was jumping in on the shows and, you know, giving her input and stuff. And that's what we like. We like when people kind of interact. Because what we feel about something might not necessarily be everybody's feelings about it. So this show is very grown and mature, where we can, on certain things, we can agree to disagree. but we might not agree, which me and you can pretty much agree to the, you know, most of the things. But if we disagree, we can just, you know, understand where each other's coming from and respect what each other has to say. I don't think we never had a, a full out argument on the show. I remember when we had to hang up on that guy.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We get our occasional asshole now.
Yeah. So that's when I remember you telling me that show. You said when you get a heckler, somebody that calling, you know you made it. I was like feeling myself that day because I don't know where he came from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just heard it in the voice. I just heard it like, no, Miss Sophia, no. That's all I heard you say. That's all I can hear
you. You know, there's another a whole other group of kooks out there on Blog Talk. Which is on, it has its own social media, so we may be picking up another podcaster. Sometimes folks will call your show to heckle you just because you're picking up a topic that they are, and if they see that you're doing your show is beating them up on their own wheelhouse, they will come for you. They will call try to ruin your show.
Yeah, but you know,
we're ready for you.
They can do that here. Yeah, right? They can't do that here. They walk around, but they tell, walk away with they tell between they leave.
Oh,
my
goodness. Okay, so, all right. Now, in terms of some of the celebrity folks we had on here, famous and my famous, who was your favorite that we interviewed?
Favorite. I have two. Chico Benny Mom. Always amazing when he comes through. He just so cool, calm, and collective. He just be chilling. He just like, you know, still back in the times where everything was copacetic. Like, he just be doing his own thing, his vibe. And being that I knew him as an actor, you know, I didn't know that he was into music before acting because I met him as an actor. And then for him to come on the show when he's going back into music, it was everything. And the music is actually good. And he just was like real calm and cool, and he just vibed. Everybody know I'm all about energy and vibes. He wasn't, you know, arrogant and felt like, oh, I made it, so y'all need me type of thing, you know, because he reached out the second time to do the show. Hopefully we'll have him back.
Most definitely.
And Swift from Love & Hip Hop. He was...
On Demand. What's his name?
Swift On Demand. And what I like about him is he was a newcomer. And he was just kind of just dumped into this Love & Hip Hop thing. And, you know, he's still trying to establish himself, you know, in the music world. And he was so real and down to earth that it wasn't for him. And he was able to understand, like, this isn't for me. Like, I want to get my music out there. I want to help people with their music. But this reality isn't for me. Because, as we all know, they put you in certain situations, you know, for TV, for good TV. And he was able to actually come on and be like, okay, I was wrong about this and that. I don't agree with this or that. He just didn't kind of just put everything off as if he was just an innocent bystander. But if you follow him on Instagram, late night, he does these sessions. Where he'll play like little new music he got coming out. He'll have certain conversations, and he'll also tell people like, "Send me your music, and I'll tell you what I think about it." And it's not like trying to get rich off of somebody up and coming. It's coming from a genuine spot. Like, I knew what it took for me to get here, so it's always good. You know, he's not selling anybody any dreams or anything, but he just is always here to know from somebody like, does this sound good? Should I tweak this a little bit or whatever the case may be? But he still does some sessions and stuff. And, you know, some people, they do a little something that's not even big, and they be running around acting like they Michael Jackson or somebody, or Will Smith, you know. But
mm-hmm.
I like when people are moving insincere.
Yeah, I mean, because he didn't have a big head. He was really down to earth. He was, you know, he was humble. And if I'm not mistaken, mm-hmm. he was Cardi B's original producer, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because they had that angle on the season. Yeah, because he was only on Love & Hip Hop for one season or something like that. And he had that angle.
He didn't like how the storyline was, and he didn't like how, especially his girlfriend at the time, you know, mm-hmm. had to go through just for being on the show.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why people need to understand what they, you know, watch before you get into something. Come do your research and see what type of show it is. Because rarely on these shows do you really hear people music. You know?
Yeah.
Everybody in the studio making music, and then you never, it's a few of them that you hear on the actual radio. That's a whole nother story, a whole nother topic. And I'm
mm-hmm.
sure we will be able to do that. I know somebody had asked me one time to do, would I be interested in a reality show? And I said, what's the reality show going to be about? Her name is Precious. I did a couple events. And then she said, you know, about the business side. So she was going to be pitching an idea. And I said, if this is strictly based on my business and not my personal life, then, I'll listen and hear, you know, what the details is and stuff. I never really heard too much back from it. I haven't seen it come out or anything. But just throwing it out there, reality TV is not for me, people, unless it's just documenting my business, my day-to-day, how I get things going, you know, what I have to go through as an entrepreneur, yes. But if you think for a second you're going to get my personal life to be in my business about who...
it's important you said that because, you know, I'm not going to say any names. They who shall not be named, but my former partner, she wanted me to get you on the reality show she was a part of. And I said, no, that don't sound right, because why do they need to be up in your business? If it's about women of broadcasting, because this is your first year, your show, and your show was doing good, so it made sense. So I liked the idea, and the idea was pitched to me. And I said, let me see some paperwork. Paperwork didn't look right. I told them, don't even waste your time. So it was pitched to a few other people, and everyone had the clear understanding that this show is about my radio show, not my personal life. And lo and behold, the first day of filming, people are running around in their tidy whities and brushing their teeth, and somebody's knocking at the door. There's a camera crew on the front step. So it's important. And I was like, see, that's why I didn't want, you know, Queen Vi involved in that mess, because I had a feeling it was going to be some shady stuff because the paperwork didn't look right. So the moral of the story, kiddos, is get someone who knows how to read contracts or hire yourself a lawyer. So.
And this is what people need to realize when it comes to the Queen Vi brand. Yes, I am the face of Queen Vi. But at the same time, anything that I decide to do or even think about doing or that's even brought to me, I run it by Hakim. This is Hakim's world. He knows the ins and outs of it. And so I don't commit to anything until I talk to Hakim, because me, I'm the type of person, I'm doing so many things at one time, and sometimes Hakim got to be like, look, you don't have time for this, or this doesn't fit your brand. You know, sometimes certain things sound good, but it's not really good, and you need somebody, like you said, that's going to look through things and make sure your best interest is at heart. But if you're going to come ask me to do something, just know I'm going to run it by Hakim. Or if you ask Hakim, can I be a part of something? He's only going to bring it to me if it makes sense. if it doesn't make sense, he's not going to waste my time with you.
Oh, yeah. So if that's the case, I'll be calling your phone every 15 minutes.
So, I was a part of a few things at the beginning of this show, this network, that when I look back on it, I shouldn't have been a part of it. It was a good learning experience, but sometimes people take advantage of people that's just getting a foot into the door that may need some type of, like, exposure and stuff and try to find a way to make money off of people or to make it seem like I would respect somebody more if they say, listen, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm starting off just like you. Don't have me think you have all these connections and these things in the works. And then when I meet these people at your event, or if I meet these people, you know, that you introduced me to, and I really have a conversation with them, and I found out that they just met you like I just met you, but it looks good saying, oh, I know all these people from these different areas. We don't know them like that. We all just met each other at the same time.
You're so kind.
I've learned that at the beginning of the podcast. It was a great, you know, it was a great experience to do media coverage for certain things, kind of get my feet wet when it comes to that, which I would love to do more media coverage of different events and stuff, red carpet, all of that. Long as, you never know what you're going to get. Like, if you want real, you know, book me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because everybody knows.
That is...
Whatever I feel is on my face, everybody know that. So if mom was coming out my mouth, because if my mouth don't tell it, my face going to tell it. I had those type of experience. And that was one, it's probably that and one other thing I didn't run past Hakim. And it was a great learning experience. Didn't think anything of it. But for now on, everything goes through Hakim, because I tell Hakim about somebody, they go to that detective. He's going to be able to tell me when that person was founded, birthday, social, what the business that they did, were they really successful, or they just look successful. Because, you know, at one point in time, I didn't know that you could buy followers and stuff like that. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Hakim taught me that. Hakim said, look at this page. They got 5 people interacting, but they got 1 million followers. Or first, what's this person's name? I tell them the name. What's their social media? Oh my God. He's like, no, give me a second. And he's pulling up all the information and stuff. So it's great to have someone, Concepts by Nuva to be exact. I can't speak for the work that anybody else can do, but this guy, I can speak for his work. Because he's going to make sure if he's helping you build your brand, he's going to make sure you're on the right track. And he'll tell you, I could do this for you. I could charge this for, this is what I charge for this, but this is not what you need me to do. And even if that other service that you really need him for is cheaper, he's going to let you know, look, you're not ready for this. That may cost $200. But he'll go, this package is cheaper, that you, this is what you need. Starting off, stop jumping over here. Stop trying to hit step 10. You haven't even completed 1 and 2. And that's why we do, and that's what I love too. When we do these business shows, oh my God, because we get a lot of questions. Entrepreneurship is the way to go. Even if you have a regular 9-to-5, it's always good to have some type of side thing. Even if you just do it on the weekends, even if you do it once a week or something, it's always good to love what you do and to kind of, like I can say, he could turn your side hustle into a business. What better way is it to be getting paid to do something you love?
There you go. And so, that is my vision for this network. All right, we've been grinding for 3 years now. All right, it's time to start seeing some chips.
and that's my thing. So we will promote, we will cross promote, we will you can pay us to promote, pay us to shout out, join the network and have your own show. and eventually putting that grind in at work where you can make money off of it. It is a fee to do your monthly show, but it will be cheaper to join the network than to just, you know, go out on your own because you have the foundation. You will get the free consultation, you know, our followers, your followers, because clearly you will be promoted on the Queen Vi page that we have. I want to get the group chat back up and running. The reality talk.
Okay. We'll definitely do that.
And I am looking forward to people that is interested in doing an online paparazzi party. It doesn't cost you anything, but to all you have to do is register. And you'll get a link to share. No one has to be all online at the same time. You got a certain time frame where your party is. They just have to stop within that time frame, and you get free jewelry. Every piece is only $5. Doesn't matter where you locate it. Everything is auto shipped, so you don't have to run around trying to get people their stuff to them. All you got to do is share the link. They shop, you get credit for it. That's it. The only thing you have to do is register on the paparazzi site. So if we have any people that make clothing that want to add jewelry to it, or have any type of little store you want to add jewelry to it, reach out to me or Hakim, mainly Hakim, because he can get you where you need to be at. But I'm looking forward to working with people and building those business relationships that I haven't already built with people and kind of working. It's always a good thing.
And that's a good segue. We're looking forward to it so much that we're going to do a show on Tuesday about it. Let's talk about business and networking. So entrepreneurs, hustlers, entertainers, whatever you got going on, Tuesday is your chance to call up, promote yourselves. All that we ask is that you repost the flyer and tag us. So that is what networking, you know, you show my stuff, I show your stuff. It's a give and take. A quid pro quo, as Donald Trump would say. So let's network together. And let's support each other. Let's turn this thing into a profitable new word of the year, profitable. Okay, let's help each other eat, let's grow, let's get some things started. So if you're a business owner, entrepreneur, hustler, you know, whatever you got going on, we need you to reach out to us. We will open up our doors. You can come on, call up and promote yourselves. Just share a flyer, repost it, reblog it, retweet it. We are on Tumblr at Queen Vi Reality Talk. We're on Twitter at Queen Vi Reality T. We're on Instagram at Queen Vi Reality Talk. And we are also on Facebook at Queen Vi's Reality Talk. And you could just hit us up. You know, we get it down in the DM for some business.
Yes. Even if you want to do a quick little, interview that can be replayed on our network or replayed on our page, we'll get more of the details. Maybe I can go and see how that works to get more of the details so we can offer it where you can have that interview click so you can repost it or play it or what. You know, however you want to do it, so you have something to promote yourself to as well. And so I'm going to talk to Akim and work out some details with it. And you never know. We might start a show that just strictly plays some of the interviews we did. And that still has to even be the same show, but of entrepreneurs, and just do a show, time slot, just for that, where people can just listen. While you're promoting yourself. And so I'm ready.
Yep.
I hope you guys are ready. Any ideas, anything you want to see from us, let us know any topics, if you want to be a guest, whether it's on the show or on the YouTube, because that is one of my things I wanted to do. We talked about that at the beginning of the show, but I'm ready. I can't, that's all. I'm ready. I hope I can ready to be put in the
show. Oh, definitely ready. And guys, we do have some videos up on YouTube. Please go like, share them, comment. We'll take your criticism. real quick, I want to shout out to everybody who rocked with us every year, every show. We appreciate you, from Zyle Styles to Ms. Dopeness to Team NAF and everybody else who may go back and replay this. We appreciate y'all, and we'll see y'all next week.
Yes. That concludes our show for tonight. We've reached 3 years. Let's make it 3. Let's make it 10 more. Till next time, good night, everybody.
Peace, y'all.